respect the fact that you have the audacity to come to my house after I feed you to tell me about your religion. That's never happened to me with Jews.
Assalamu alaikum. Can you believe it? Some Muslim had the audacity to give Patrick Ben David a Quran.
He takes out a backpack full of Qurans and books and he gives it to me. He says, I want to talk to you about the religion of Islam.
Even after Patrick himself gave Andrew Tate a Bible.
I got a gift for you as well.
Amazing.
Let's start off with the first one. The first one is a Bible.
Let's get into the story where Patrick Ben David talks about his Muslim friend, the one who had the audacity to give him a copy of the verbatim word of God Almighty, the Quran.
To talk to you guys.
By the way, I had a guy, a friend of mine, I won't say his name, but he's Muslim. Yeah. He came, I brought him to the house, we made a meal, we sat down, we gave him food, we had a great conversation together, and then he takes out a backpack full of Qurans and books, and he gives it to me. He says, I want to talk to you about the religion of Islam.
In religion of peace.
In my house.
Tried to pitch you Islam in your house.
By the way, I respect it. I don't say it in a negative way. I respect the fact that you have the audacity to come to my house after I feed you to tell me about your religion. That's never happened to me with Jews.
You mentioned that a Muslim friend was invited to your home. You probably had lunch with him. He was your guest. And then he gave you something that surprised you, a Quran.
And books, and he gives it to me. He says, I want to talk to you about the religion of Islam.
In religion of peace.
In my house.
Now, in your description of what happened, you never said that your Muslim friend was rude in any way, that he was pushy, that he was aggressive. You didn't suggest they were a bad guest at all. So why present it like something awkward or unusual happened? But first, let's have a look at this.
I got a gift for you as well.
Amazing.
Let's start off with the first one. The first one is a Bible. This is a special Bible because it's from 1870. This is not a newer Bible. It's 1870.
Brother, I absolutely love things like this. Thank you very much.
Here, you yourself went to Andrew Tate's home for an interview. And not in private, but in public, not like your Muslim friend did, but on camera in front of the entire world, you handed Andrew Tate a Bible right after he reverted to Islam. Now, I'm sure you weren't trying to force anything on him. You were simply sharing something meaningful to you. And I'm pretty sure that's exactly what your Muslim friend was doing when he gave you a copy of the Quran. Here's the difference. You framed your gift to Andrew Tate as an act of friendship. But when it came to your Muslim friend giving you a gift, you made it sound like something strange. Like he had the audacity. Honestly, if anyone could have said something like that, it could have been Andrew Tate. But let's be real. You've had plenty of guests on your show, Patrick. Fearmongers, hate provocateurs, people like Rashid Spencer, this Tommy, AKA Robinson, and others. People who openly attack Islam for profit. It's a big business for them. And it's been very disappointing, especially for the many Muslims who are actually once fans of yours. So when a Muslim friend of yours hands you the actual source, the Quran, it's not an insult. That's giving you a fair chance to really look at Islam for yourself from the Quran, not through the lens of professional Islam haters. I'm sure your Muslim friend, he's seen you going down that direction of hate as you've been very misinformed about Islam, my friend. Maybe it's shaped by your upbringing in Iran, which, to be honest, this is not the proper representation of Islam. So it becomes a duty on a Muslim to try to help, to offer the correct information, to give you an opportunity to see things clearly, not through the distortion. And that's why it blows our minds that you keep inviting opponents of Islam, people who are deliberately misinforming your audience, instead of letting your Muslim friend help you bring on knowledgeable Muslim guests. So as it was done, respectfully giving you the copy of the Quran in your home, respectfully, why not present it that way? Because in both cases, whether you given Andrew Tate the Bible, as we can see,
a Bible. This is a special Bible because it's from 1870.
Or your Muslim friend giving you a copy of the verbatim word of God Almighty, the Quran. It's not pushing, it's about sharing. Now let me close with this. In your videos, you asked, how long does it take to become a Muslim?
How long does it take to become a Muslim? What was the number?
30 seconds. One they prayer. Ask you to say a prayer, they direct you to some things, and then they say, okay, now come along with me on the journey.
Your co-host said they make you say a prayer, and then that's it. That's incorrect. It's not a prayer. It's a statement, a testimony. After the evidence has been presented to the individual and your heart aligns with it, is the moment you acknowledge what's already within your very nature. For example, if someone stole your car, a material possession, and you saw the guy, now he's in a lineup. Would you make a statement testifying, yeah, that's him, that's the one? If you had to make a statement under oath that your father was indeed your father, would you do it? Of course you would. Well, this is the greatest statement that a human being can ever make when they recognize their creator through his names and attributes. He's absolutely one, unique, without beginning. He doesn't become born through the womb of a woman. He doesn't have a date of birth, doesn't die, eat, sleep, go to the bathroom. And that there's nothing worthy of worship except the creator of the heavens and the earth, God Almighty. In Arabic, Allah. In the language of Jesus, Aramaic, Jesus would say Allah. And that Muhammad, this is the first part of the statement, and the last is that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is the last and final messenger sent to mankind. And this would automatically include all the preceding messengers. For example, Jesus, Moses, Abraham, peace be upon them all. They all came with the same message, the same way of life, Islam, to submit your will to the will of God. Like in the Lord's Prayer, O our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. This is Islam, to submit your will to the will of God, encapsulated in one word, Islam. And they, Jesus, Moses, Abraham, they were all Muslims. They were submitters to God. One word for that is Muslim. They were Muslim. So once someone believes this in their heart, for many this is enough. Others go deeper into looking into the authenticity of the Quran, the miracles of the Quran, the miracles of Prophet Muhammad, the prophecies, and with a sincere heart asking God Almighty alone for guidance. And that's it. After that, they simply give birth to what's already inside of them. The Shahada, the testimony. Let's go ahead and time it right now. See how long it takes. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except the creator of the heavens and earth, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. 15 seconds. Done. That's it. This is why Islam, submission to the creator, not the creation, continues to grow, because it makes sense. Now, if you'd like to receive what Patrick bin David's Muslim friend gave him, a copy of the Quran, go to thedeanshow.com. And I'll give it to you as a gift from me to you. Subscribe right now. Hit that notification bell if you haven't already. And we'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.